You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome back again, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jen Langosch, and Jen, Cardinals continuing to win. We know that. Hayward's starting to look like pretty good deal. That's good. I think we could have predicted that. As we get to this time of year, it's a five-game lead, but that, to me, that's neither here nor there. This is a very good team, probably going to win the division, one of the best teams in baseball. What do they do down the stretch? Here we are mid-August, a month and a half. Do they do anything differently down the stretch, either to rest guys, prepare for that postseason? Is there anything really that they can do?
Yeah, I think for the immediate, you keep at it as you have been. Really, there's no reason to shake things up in any way now, given where this team has been. Now, certainly, if you get into September and they're able to even create a little more distance in the NL Central, if at whatever point lock up the division, lock up best record. If you start locking those things up with time to play, yeah, certainly I think you look at how you can rest certain guys. I think in particular that would relate to Michael Wacha and Carlos Martinez, both of whom continue to pitch every 5 days here. There was a lot of talk earlier this year about whether or not they'd each be able to pitch the full 6 months of the regular season due to workload. At this point, there has been no pullback. But certainly, I do think if there's a greater cushion in a couple weeks, maybe you do see the Cardinals get a little more creative there to build in some work. I think you will see that in the bullpen as well, especially with those like Kevin Seagrass, Seth Maness, Trevor Rosenthal, who too carried very heavy workloads at this point. If you can build them some rest in September, that's great. That being said, right now there's no reason, nor should the Cardinals kind of take their foot off the gas. You'd look ahead, too, at the next 3 weeks. Tough schedule ahead for the Cardinals. They welcome the Giants here this week, and they have their longest road trip of the season coming up that takes them through San Diego, Arizona, and San Francisco. And then they come back. They've got the Nationals, the Pirates, and the Cubs. So you talk about facing three teams they might see in October. They'll get them very beginning of September. So I think a lot will be determined by the end of that stretch as to where the Cardinals are positioned and maybe how that sets them up to build in some rest late in the month.
Well, yeah, that is a backbreaker little stretch right there, because you mentioned the Giants coming in, but then a part of that long trip is another trip to San Francisco. And this is the first time these teams getting together again since last postseason, and it seems like the two have managed to lock horns for some great baseball moments and great battles, both very talented, both built off pitching. This should be a fun couple of days at home against the Giants.
Yeah, it's been exactly 10 months since the Cardinals were out in San Francisco and had their season end in heartbreak. Interestingly enough, it was Michael Wacha on the mound that evening in San Francisco, giving up the home run to Travis Ishikawa. Here he is. He's going to be on the mound Monday to start this series opener against the Giants. But, when you think about it, you hear the Dodgers talk about how they've got to get past the Cardinals to kind of take that next step. You hear the Pirates talk about, we have to get past the Cardinals to take the next step. For the Cardinals, they have to get past the Giants. You look at two of the last three Octobers, they've had their pursuit of, getting to the World Series stalled in San Francisco. 2012 was a heartbreaker. The Cardinals up 3-1 in the NLCS, lose three straight. Again, last year, tied coming heading out San Francisco, lose three straight to watch the Giants go to the World Series instead. So that's not lost on the Cardinals. They'll tell you publicly this week that this series is no bigger than any other that they've played this year, but certainly nobody's forgotten how the last couple Octobers have ended with the Giants celebrating and the Cardinals having to watch.
I'm glad you say that, because I don't know if it's just a professional sports thing or whatever, but nobody wants to say too much about their current opponent, their next opponent, the previous opponent. Everything day-to-day, et cetera. But I don't know. As a human being, sometimes I have a hard time buying into that. These are big games.
It is, and you can acknowledge that. I don't think it's a bad thing to acknowledge when the Pirates were here last week, but it's a big series. Now, Mike Matheny's point to that is that if he encourages or kind of allows his team to get up for this sort of series, well, then what does that mean? Last weekend when the Marlins come to town, do you kind of let off for that? And his point is, how we prepare for the Marlins needs to be how the same as we prepare for the Giants or the Pirates or whoever it might be. But, it's no secret that it stung last year the way things ended. The Cardinals went into the offseason. They watched the Giants go on to win the World Series as they did in 2012. And for Michael Wacha in particular, it served as great motivation the way the postseason ended for him last year coming into this year. And you look at what he's been able to channel that to. He's going for win number 15 tonight, be the first in the National League to get there. So, there's nothing wrong, I don't think, with kind of, again, channeling this to maybe bring out your best. But again, you're never going to hear the Cardinals talk like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad at least you and I could have that moment. But talking earlier about what this team could do, might do in these next 6 weeks to, you know, set themselves up for the postseason. And you don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. And I thought you handled that very nicely. But, you know, that really all is sort of a tricky way to talk about health, right, and maintaining guys' health or keeping them in a position where we don't overwork them at this part of the season in anticipation of a longer season. But what is sort of a health update or status report right now on, a number of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's pretty positive on most fronts. I mean, if you're the Pirates or the Cubs, you know, trying to look at ways that you can kind of climb the NL Central, not very favorable when you hear that Matt Holliday is making progress. Leslie will be back in September. Matt Adams, we've seen him running and hitting. He's on his way to Florida this week to do more extensive rehab. I think we'll see him back potentially early September, if not then mid-September. Matt Belisle has begun to throw again. John Jay, with a wrist injury, is hitting again. They're both expected back in September. And the wild card in all this, we're actually seeing Adam Wainwright start to throw a ball again, and he believes that his season is not necessarily over yet. So as you begin to see, I mean, those are some pretty big, prominent names that I just threw out. As you begin to think about the potential of getting a handful of those guys back in September, now, one, it can certainly allow for rest for some of these other guys who have been playing very hard. But two, it's just going to be a boost for the Cardinals who, again, some of those other teams wonder when anything is going to go in their favor. And here you are looking at getting a three-hole hitter, a four-hole hitter, a late-inning reliever back. It's going to be big for the Cardinals if those guys can continue on track. The flip side of that, we saw Randall Grichuk come out of the game on Sunday with an elbow injury. Don't yet know the severity of that. I mean, we can't understate what he has meant to this team over the last 2 months, filling in first for Matt Holliday, now for John Jay. So they certainly hope that that's a short-term thing, and again, that they can have him available along with some of these guys close to returning.
So wait a minute now. I can't beat off of that thing. Adam Wainwright, what would you put at the odds of him being able to contribute before this thing's done?
I don't think I'm not as optimistic as he seems to be. I mean, if you think back to 2011, this is the same sort of thing that he said when he was trying to make it back from Tommy John surgery. That being said, if there is ever anybody who is going to blow away an injury rehab timetable, it's Adam Wainwright. I mean, he has just muscled through this, certainly as going as far as the doctors will allow him at each step. But you know, he's been throwing off flat ground now for a couple weeks. He's extending that, I believe, to 120 feet this week. He has plans to start throwing off a mound in September. So, you know, whether that means he is really realistic that he can come back in October, and I think if he would, it would only be in a relief role, number one, because that's probably all he could build up to, number two, because of how dominant the Cardinals' rotation has been. But, you know, just the thought that perhaps he could show up at some point in October, giving him motivation, is making the team exciting, and I guess it's going to give us a storyline to talk about for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I should hope to shout. That would qualify as news. You know, the other thing, though, and you wrote about it recently, is Jason Hayward. I feel like the guy got dogged early, and I really feel like it was not terribly fair. Everybody can go through a tough little stretch. He's got a good enough record of being able to perform and put up numbers every year that I just figured, let's wait and see. You know, his numbers have come around nicely. It's starting to look like a pretty solid season all the way around for him. How's he? And let me just throw this out there too, Jen, while I'm on my soapbox. I feel like he's handled everything pretty darn well.
He loves it here, you know, and I think that's part of it. He feels so comfortable here. Now, he will acknowledge that, you know, you look at his numbers in April, very down, that he was trying to maybe do a little bit too much, try to prove himself worthy of the trade, try to make that great first impression here. You look at since May, you can make an argument that he has been the best offensive player on this team. I mean, certainly he's been one of the healthy ones, which, you know, alone, it says something with how many players we've seen go down. But I was just looking just before speaking to you today, and you look at since Matt Holliday went down at the beginning of June, Jason Hayward leads this team in extra base hits. He leads this team in on-base percentage. He leads this team batting average. And he's done it pretty quietly, and I think that's because we haven't necessarily seen the power from him. We did see him have a two-home run game over the weekend, certainly capable of that. But he's just doing a lot of other little things to contribute to a lot of Cardinal wins. We see him getting on base. We see what his speed can wreak havoc on the base pass. Obviously, we see the gold glove outfield that he plays. So, I mean, he has certainly been a very valuable, probably underrated piece on this team. And I think what he's doing, not only does he want to stay in St. Louis, but the Cardinals are very interested in having him stay in St. Louis. So I know they're going to make a push on that front. Whether or not they start that before the offseason starts remains to be seen. But he has fit in very, very well here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, excellent stuff as always, Jen. That's good and nice way to wrap up what I feel like is a pretty good year for Hayward. All right, lots going on with this team, and it's going to continue to be interesting. But right now, they just look like they're on cruise control. Jen, we'll look forward to getting another medical update from you next week, and it'll be interesting to see who else you're going to bring back to pitch at the end of the year.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm good with the medical updates, Dave. I've got those down this year.
No doubt. No doubt. There she goes. Jen Langosch, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.